We went inside the cafe and sat down at a clean wooden table. We were cockeyed excited. A splendid, clean-looking woman with an apron came and asked us what we wanted. "Rolls and jam and coffee," Catherine said.
"I'm sorry we haven't any rolls in wartime."
"Bread, then."
"I can make you some toast."
"All right." "I want some eggs fried, too."
"How many eggs for the gentleman?"
3. "Take 4, darling. 4 eggs." The woman went away. I kissed Catherine and held her hand very tight. We looked at each other and at the cafe.
"Darling, darling, isn't it lovely?"
"It's grand," I said.
"I don't mind there not being rolls," Catherine said.
"I thought about them all night, but I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all." "I suppose pretty soon they will arrest us."
"Never mind, darling, we'll have breakfast first. You won't mind being arrested after breakfast? And then there's nothing they can do to us. We're British and American citizens in good standing. You have a passport, haven't you?"
"Of course."
"Oh, let's not talk about it. Let's be happy."
I couldn't be any happier, I said. A fat gray cat with a tail that lifted like a plume crossed the floor to our table and curved against my leg to purr each time she rubbed. I reached down and stroked her. Catherine smiled at me very happily.
"Here comes the coffee," she said.